This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now I'm telling you now, wallahi, this is no hocus pocus. This is reality. And this is a fact. That these people use the jinns to go out to people's houses and to communicate with the qareen. After praising the King of all kings, the master of the day of judgment, the one, the only, Allah Azza wa Jalla the mighty, and sending salutations on the Imam of the prophets, leader of the prophets, the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Muslims, from Bin and Hin, then came the jinn. Now the jinns, we Muslims believe that they are made from smokeless fire. And this is reality. They are invisible to the human eye. But they could be standing right next to you. They could be in the form of animals. They could come in the form of humans. And they could transport items. And this is the reality. Now some jinns people use to possess people. And what these people do, and this is reality, this is no hocus pocus. This is not, you know, some made up story. This is a fact and this is a reality, and you must have heard this in your community. Now I am here to establish a fact that there is people out there in your community. They will go, they will do 40 days in a certain place. They will make a circle around them and they will recite Surah Jinn a certain amount of times. What they say, and I have come across people, they have told me that they recite Surah Jinn certain amount of times. They make a circle and they sit in the circle. After sitting in that circle, the world of the unseen, the jinns, they come in the most disgusting of forms and they try to make this person leave that circle. If this person succeeds and he remains in this circle, according to this individual, he says that the jinns, the leader from the jinns, gives this dodgy person allegiance. Now this person then uses the jinn to go out and destroy people's lives. There's no such thing as white magic. Black magic, whatever you call it, this is complete sorcery. This is the reality, because there's people out there. You go to them and you ask them about a situation, about a problem, but instead of them going and giving you a solution to recite certain verses, they will say, we could find the problem for you. Some people know information. And how do they know this information? Wallahi, it's reality. They use the jinn to go out and to get information. And as we know, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that an individual has a jinn with him, a shaitan with him, and has an angel with him. The angel instructs this person with good, while the shaitan instructs this person with evil. So the magician, he uses the jinns that he captured and the allegiance that was given to him by Ifrit, by the main general from amongst the jinns. Now I'm telling you now, wallahi, this is no hocus pocus. This is reality. And this is a fact. That these people use the jinns to go out to people's houses and to communicate with the qareen. Now with this jinn that is with the person, the Prophet ﷺ said, the shaitan, they communicate. And they get information out, use information, and they bring it back to the magician. And on many occasions, when someone wants something done, and they are in desperate need, if they hate you, if they don't like the look of you, if they got beef with you, if they got issues with you, they're jealous of you, then what they do is generally, they find these dodgy imams out there who use jinns, and they give them about 150, 200 pounds, and then they send the jinns out to destroy that person's life. This is a reality and this is a fact. This is why, my brothers, it's very important that we as Muslims, we take care of ourselves by reciting certain du'as to protect ourselves from magicians who are trying to destroy our life. Now, the jinns, they're made from smokeless fire. They're invisible. They could come and follow you in a bathroom. They be lying down on your bed. They go follow you when you go out. And if you come in, they also come in with you. There's some Muslim jinns. Some kafir jinns. And different sort of jinns that follow different ways of life. Now, not all jinns are out there to harm a person. They live their life. And they were created, as Allah the Almighty says, that we created them that they worship me. Allahu Akbar, we understand from this that the purpose of their creation was that they worship Allah. But it's sad to say the people use jinns and destroy people's lives. Inshallah, till next time, I end by saying, may Allah protect us from any sort of black magic, any sort of issues that are caused through black magic. I pray to Allah the Almighty that Allah the Almighty makes us from amongst those people who recite and follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and recite certain verses that protect ourselves from these evil jinns. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.